A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 11. And Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus makes a very powerful and revealing statement to his disciples as he concludes this gospel teaching. He states, "I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." Jesus tells his disciples that as they embodied and lived the truth of all that he had revealed to them, they too would experience the very same joy that he experienced. In the teachings for this fifth week of Easter from the 14th and 15th chapters of John's Gospel, Jesus reveals to his disciples the intimate details of the all-consuming love that bound him to God, his Father. This invincible, unbreakable union is the heart of Jesus' identity and self-understanding. "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." The world must know that I love the Father, and I do just as the Father has commanded me. I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Jesus' self-knowledge as beloved of God is the source and cause of his joy. Jesus seeks to draw his disciples into his joy. "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. I am the vine. You are the branches. As the Father loves me, so also I love you. Remain in my love." The disciple is called to follow the path of the master teacher. "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love." To truly know oneself in God and of God is the root of joy that does not fade with changing circumstances and is not destroyed when darkness seems to have the upper hand. Love remains in the darkest night, and joy keeps vigil until the dawn. There is a profound scene in the movie of Gods and Men, the true story of seven Trappist monks murdered in Algeria in 1996, that gives voice to the spirit of joy that cannot be expressed in words. The monks were faced with the brutal choice of leaving the monastery or staying and facing the likelihood of a violent death at the hands of religious extremists. Because the people in the local area relied on the monks' presence for their own safety, the monks chose to stay. This decision came only after agonizing and wrenching soul searching. One evening, after celebrating Eucharist together and sitting down to a meal, glasses of wine are poured and passed. The meal is shared in silence. One by one, the monks' faces reveal an inner transformation. Transformation that comes only as one yields to the love of God in the midst of the dark night. Transformation from anguish to peace and joy. Transformation knowing that one has chosen the way of greatest love, and that is all that matters. Jesus says to each one of us today, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, and my joy will be yours. The path of love that leads to joy is ours to choose. Amen.